also how it works. Each media representative picks a winner and a final score for today's feature game on the WLW Sports Network. The winners be deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, the Nine Clark Ramsey will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Paul won last week, the first time in 52 weeks, he will go last. So batting leadoff. I practiced this week. Batting leadoff is Dave Hansen, followed by Doug Cole, and finally, Paul B. Adams. So Dave Hansen, take things away.
Gentlemen, let's hope this isn't our last call. So let's look at this way here. Beale City is a tough team. I don't know a lot about them. I've only saw a few clips and asking around and get the details on them. But they're going to be a little different Beale City team than we saw many years ago. We're going to see the versatility, but that doesn't bother the Bearcats. They are defensively sound. They haven't let anybody beat them up. I mean, Novell was able to throw on them. I don't foresee that being an issue today. They got a big tight end they got to cover, but if they can double-team him or take him out of the equation, it's going to be a running game. I see this being more of a battle, a low-scoring battle between two heavyweight teams that want to control the clock. Give me the Bearcats a 24-20 victory.
A four-point victory for the Ugly Bearcats, scoring to Dave Hansen, 24-20. Now our director of sports information, Doug Cole.
Should be a great game. I don't know much about Beale City, except they've been a powerhouse for many years. Ugly's hot right now. They blew out. Well, I don't want to say blew out, but they controlled Saginaw Novell. We'll see. I got Ugly winning this game. I think it's going to be close, but I got them winning 34-26.
34-26, an 8-point victory for the LA Bearcats, scoring to Doug Cole, our director of sports information, which leaves Paul P. Adams.
Oh boy, I didn't expect this at all. It's good to be in the leadoff, or in the I've always been in the leadoff spot. It seems like good to be batting cleanup here. As far as the game goes, I think both of these teams definitely want to control the ball, slow down the pace. We are not going to see a game that's going to be a shootout by any means. Really, probably the first 1-20 probably wins this game. What concerns me most about Beale City is when we were breaking them down last week, they had an 18-play, 7-minute drive. They can absolutely keep the ball away from you, and that's what Ugly wants to do as well. I'm going to go with the Bearcats in this game. I just think the momentum, and they see what's ahead of them. It's going to be extremely, extremely close. I think Ugly's going to win this 22-20.
A 2-point victory, according to Paul P. Adams, for the Ugly Bearcats, 22-20. So the experts have spoken. Paul P. Adams has the under at Ugly by 2 points. Doug Cole at the top at 8 points, and in between, stuck in the middle with you, Dave Hansen, at 4. So I guess that means I've got Beale City today, it looks like. Let's take a look at other area games going on across the region. And Division 1 of 8-player football, that is ongoing right now. I have not heard the latest score on that between Colon and Sutton's Bay. It was back and forth between Colon and Sutton's Bay, 7-6 at one point, up in Marquette right now. Started kickoff at 11.
I had Colon actually winning this game pretty big. I drove over here with Jason Parmenter today from Quad End Productions, and he was up in Sutton's Bay last week covering Kingston. He said Sutton's Bay was as surprised as anybody to even be in the state semifinal. So they're obviously very very new to the state finals, and I just think that they're going to. I thought they were going to go in there a little wide-eyed. It's a little closer than I thought, but I think Colon, very, very talented team, and I think they will pull away and win that state championship.
I agree with you. Both teams are, you know, trying to feel the other team out. It's always a little slow to begin with, but Colon went down the field and scored right away. I think they end up pulling away as well.
And Colon leads at halftime 7-6 in the 8-player state semifinals Division 1. In Division 2, the game after that one would be Pickford at 10-1, taking on Portland St. Patrick at 12-0.
Yeah, give me Pickford all day long in this game. I was a little surprised by St. Patrick handling Climax Scots, but Pickford, they're playing UP football. That one loss is to Powers North Central, and they avenged that loss in the playoffs. So they might be a one-loss team, but that's as quality of a loss as you can get. Pickford is the standard in 8-player football in either division, and I think they'll win this game pretty handedly today.
That's exactly right. We've been talking about this for a couple weeks now. We think Pickford would beat Colon or Sutton's Bay, let alone Portland St. Patrick, so wouldn't be surprised if they win by 20.
In Division 7, one game took place last night in the Superior Dome as well up in Marquette. That was Pahuambo Westphalia in Iron Mountain. And the Lower Peninsula won for the first time in Marquette in about, I think, about 73 years. Pahuambo Westphalia allowed Iron Mountain to score first, but then Pahuambo Westphalia rattles off 43 straight points for the victory, 43-7. And now Pahuambo Westphalia will be taking on the winner of Jackson Lumen Christie in Cass City, ongoing right now. It's halftime And Lumen Christi is leading Cass City 20-0.
Before we talk about Cass City, I mean, that was an undefeated Iron Mountain team playing in their backyard just a few hours from Marquette, and it didn't matter to P-Dub. P-Dub went up there, spotted them 7, and then scored the next 43. That team is an absolute machine, and I think the odds-on favorite to win Division 7, regardless of what happens with Jackson Lumen Christi and Cass City.
Yeah, Jackson Lumen Christi is, again, up 20-0 on Cass City, so chances are they're going to hold that. But I think they can play it a little closer than Iron Mountain did, but Pomona Westphalia is the real deal. They're a very tough team, well-rounded. They don't really have any weaknesses. And to be quite honest with you, Iron Mountain has never really been a team that has made a splash in the playoffs. They seem like they're always there, but they've never really gone anywhere. So no surprise, Pomona Westphalia puts the hammer to them.
In Division 8 playoffs, we have Ubley and Beale City facing off in front of us. And the winner of this one goes on to play Reading and Fowler. Fowler and Reading are facing off in Battle Creek today, also at 1 o'clock. That's kicking off in about 35 minutes. The Eagles versus Rangers. The Rangers, of course, defending Division 8 champions.
Yeah, the Reading Rangers, they are the class of Division 8. Their one loss is a 14-0 loss to the team we just talked about in the Pomona Westphalia. You talk about a quality loss, that's a quality loss. And Reading just seems to be on another level in Division 8. And, I think they'll take out Fowler pretty handily in that game.
Yeah, it's been a good run for Fowler. Absolutely, happy for them to make it this far. But I still don't see any way Reading loses this game.
All right, and then we, of course, have our expert picks in already. All three taking Ubley. Dave Hansen at 4, Doug Cole at 8, and Paul P. Adams by 2 for the Ubley Bearcats. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at the Beale City Aggies right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Hey, honey, I've been thinking, and this year I want to get our daughter Jenny something special.
Well, how about getting her a new phone from Thumb Cellular?
A phone? She doesn't need a phone.
Yes, she does, and we need to upgrade these old smartphones we've had for years now.
Well, my phone has been running slower lately.
Exactly. If we upgrade to new smartphones from Thumb Cellular, we'll receive a $50 account credit. And if we activate a new line for Jenny, we'll receive a $100 account credit.
That's perfect! We can upgrade, and our daughter can get a phone under our account. But I already know she's going to be on the phone all the time, which means she'll use up a lot of data.
You don't have to worry about that. With this deal from Thumb Cellular, we'll receive 15 bonus gigs of data for each phone.
Wow, all of this is perfect. Do they have any more deals?
Oh, yes. They have even more holiday savings at thumbcellular.com/deals.
2-year contract required for account credit and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.
You've heard us talk about our new pediatrician at Sure, but now let's hear it straight from Dr. Carrie Rabinera.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Rabinera. I want to thank everyone for such a warm welcome to the Thumb.
We hear so much about having a primary care provider, but why should families have a dedicated pediatrician?
I would say it's important for a couple of reasons. Pediatricians have specialized training in taking care of kids, both healthy and sick, and it's also nice to have somebody close by that you can go to for something as simple as a cold. I'm really excited to be able to help take care of the kids here in the Thumb. I'm excited to work with such a great group of people, and I'm just really excited to keep kids healthy.
You're seeing pediatric patients at Sure and Pigeon, but this is more than just newborns, right?
Yeah, so it's a common misconception. I do see kids from the time they are born up through about age 18. Health is such an important thing to a kid. If you're not healthy, if you're sick all of the time, you can't go to school, you can't learn well, it's hard to grow up and be a healthy, functioning adult. And so being healthy is important from the beginning.
You can learn more about Dr. Carrie Rabinera by watching her featured video on her website at sure.org. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Here in Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Here in Auto Parts, your go to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it. power through winter with new Cooper tires and receive a $50 reward at Upley Motor Service. Receive a $50 prepaid Visa card when you purchase a set of four qualifying Cooper tires. Cooper Discover Mud and Snow, Evolution Winter, or Discover True North. They have a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. New Tread will give you the traction and stopping ability you need. They will also check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, and